donate, and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, everybody, we told you this was coming in yesterday's video. We had received word from law enforcement officials across the United States of America that there was a heightened sense of security and an increase in the likelihood of violence taking place in the next couple of weeks or next couple of months. And just today, the Department of Homeland Security has issued a bulletin warning of a, quote, heightened threat environment over the next several months as the government continues to monitor the risk of different aspects of terrorism within the country, including both foreign and domestic adversaries, they are saying, that are looking to sow discord within the United States and promote acts of violence. The USA, this is a quote, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment, as noted in the previous bulletin. And several recent attacks have highlighted the dynamic, according to the Department of Homeland Security, and the complex nature of the threat environment. In the coming months, we expect the threat environment to become more dynamic as several high-profile events could be exploited to justify acts of violence against a range of possible targets. So here we are. It's been less than 24 hours. We told you that this was coming, and now it's here out in the open. Now you have the news choice, the news outlets of your choice, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, whoever you'd like it to be, RT, anybody. They are all talking about this event. What we do know is that violence is coming to America, whether it's perpetrated by actors or it is another event taking place. We know it's coming. So you and your family have a choice, and you have to make your decision right now. Are you going to accept that we are seeing an increase in threats of violence across the country? And are you going to do something about it right now? Or are you going to deny that this is a reality? There's going to be lots of people in our country who deny that this is a reality. They're going to say that, oh, there's always been violence. Or, oh, it's not in my area. Oh, I live in a nice area. No, this is happening from east to west in ritzy cities and in cities that are more accustomed to criminal activity and violence. So your decision right now will impact how you survive over the course of the next year to 3 years. Do you think about the things that you need to do at your home to harden your defenses? Extra locks on your doors, maybe upgrade to higher pick-proof deadbolts, extra chains, alarm systems, monitoring systems, hardening your windows, maybe bars at some places of your house, ladders to escape your house. Think about it right now, because when the time comes for violence in your city and when it reaches your home, it's already too late. The bulletin posted a list of potential targets. This includes places of public gatherings, which is basically everywhere. You go to a concert, public gathering. You're at a Walmart, public gathering. You're picking up your groceries, public gathering. How about your pharmacies for grandma, public gathering? So basically, they're saying that the violence can take place anywhere. Faith-based institutions, schools, religious or racial minorities, government facilities, government personnel, U.S. critical infrastructure, areas of the media, and perceived ideological opponents. You see, they have pitted America against itself, and they've done this for decades. They've divided you by your racial divides. They've divided you by your political ideologies. They've said that the right is against the left, and you should hate all the left. They said the left is against the right, and you should hate all the right. They knew that it was only a matter of time until they crossed a line in the sand that there was no coming back from, and they had pushed people so hard that they would actually break. And that's a little bit of what we're experiencing right now. People have been pushed so far along their ideologies that they are breaking. They aren't able to contain the monsters that are sometimes inside of humanity, and they are acting out. So it might be you cutting out in front of someone, pulling out from the grocery store. It could be envy or jealousy that you're able to buy that food and they are not. It might be a smile on your face while they have been stricken without a smile for weeks. People are losing their minds. They are going to act out against others, against innocent individuals who have nothing against them. That's what you need to be ready for. You need to think about where you're at, what you're doing, how you're looking. You need to self examine and perceive possible threats in new ways. Only in doing that will you and your family be safe. Continuing with this release, threat actors have recently mobilized to violence. This is due, they say, to factors such as personal grievances, reactions to current events, and adherence to violent extremist ideologies, including ethnically motivated or anti-government or anti-authority violent extremism. That's according to the Department of Homeland Security. It's all but an admission that they have allowed this or perpetrated this to happen. They have pushed people to their end. And now people are acting out because there's a, the black swan was that they didn't know where or when this would happen. But people found that they weren't, citizens, you and me, found that they weren't able to buy their groceries, pay for their rent, handle the increase in electricity, find a new place to live, pay for their dog food or cat food, get to the vet, go to the doctor. And when all of these powers combine, so to say, you have a major disaster. And that's exactly what we are watching unfold right now. The department stressed that foreign adversaries, including terrorist organizations and nation-state adversaries, remain intent on exploiting the threat environment in order to promote or inspire violence, sow discord, or undermine U.S. democratic institutions. So when we look at the next mass violence event that takes place here in the country, and you know, we have to speak a little bit cryptically because they knock down the words of certain types of events. But when we see the next massive violent event take place in the United States of America, watch for who they blame. And then think of, is there an agenda behind this blaming? Are they blaming Russia? Does it make sense that Russia would have done this? Are they blaming China? Does it make sense that China would have done this? Are they blaming Iran? Does it make sense that Iran would have done this? Are they blaming one political side or party? Does it make sense that they would have done this? And we have to sort of navigate these grounds under a new idea of information gathering and seeking to find what is really the cause here. We continue to assess the primary threat of this violence in the United States of America, stemming from lone offenders and small groups who are motivated by a range of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances, according to the bulletin. The update from DHS reiterated its previous bulletin that individuals both for and against things like abortion have advocated for violence against governments, religious and reproductive health care personnel, and facilities in response to high-profile U.S. Supreme Court cases. China, Iran, Russia, and other foreign malign influence actors have sought to contribute to U.S. internal discord and weaken the focus and position internationally. That's according to the DHS. As the U.S. 22 midterm elections approach, they say malign foreign actors are going to bolster their messaging to sow discord and influence not just in maybe hidden actors that they have within the country, but influence U.S. audiences in keeping with practices during previous election cycles. They like to place the blame for this during elections. Let's think about that in one part in particular. They are saying that Russia cares whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats who get into power, right? So that is either an open admission that one of those two political parties are so corrupt for Russia that that would matter, or maybe China. And so if China wants to influence the Democrats, that's an open admission that the Democrats are so openly corrupt for China that we have a massive problem. And then you start to see the bigger picture. The picture isn't China, Russia, Iran. Sometimes the picture is right here at home. Sometimes the picture is the purposeful division of our American brothers and sisters. And that's a little bit of what we're experiencing right now. The bulletin noted how foreign actors have amplified narratives promoting societal division in the United States, including since the onset of the current Russian conflict. This is according to the DHS website. Key factors that are contributing to the current heightened threat environment include the proliferation of false or misleading narratives. These, they say, sow discord and undermine public trust. So what are they going to go after next? Is it videos just like these? Is it radio programs? Is it advertising? What will we see the clampdown on next? Who will be the next public enemy? Who will be a part or, they call it a certain word where you're basically aligning with the bad guys. Who is going to be the next Ponzi that is part of this scheme? Malign foreign powers, they say, for example, there is widespread online proliferation of false, this is according directly off the DHS website, false or misleading narratives regarding unsubstantiated widespread election fraud and COVID-19. Grievances that are associated with these themes, they call them, inspired violent attacks in 2021. Malign foreign powers have and continue to amplify these foreign or misleading narratives in efforts to damage the USA. Continued calls for action directed at U.S. critical infrastructure or so-called soft targets, faith-based institutions, churches, synagogues, mosques, institutions of higher education, government facilities, government personnel, law enforcement, the military, the media, and perceived ideological opponents. There it is right there. A perceived ideological opponent. That means your neighbor who doesn't have the same agreement with you politically, morally, religiously. The perception that they have made you make the decision on is that they are your opponent when they're not. They are paying taxes to corruption just like you are. They are part of this widespread economic crisis just like you are. We need to work harder and we need to rise up against that sort of thought control. And we need to peel back all of those ideologies and say, listen, Joe, maybe your neighbor's name is Joe. We're just alike. I have nothing against you. Let's work together. You want to grow a garden? Hey, do you want to go in together on something? Do you need a little help around your house or your yard? We need to help each other. Because if we don't, then they will have divided every single person and have made them make a decision on who their enemies are. And that, in my mind, is just not okay. The alert continues. Foreign organizations, domestic threat actors continue to amplify pre-existing false or misleading narratives online in order to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions. Some of these actors, that's what really gets me about this sort of enemy name calling. This is the DHS, right? And the DHS is supposed to have no political bias. They're supposed to be beyond that bias, right? So if you look at the org chart of government institutions, you're supposed to have Republicans, Democrats. Above that, you'll have the FBI, the DHS. The org chart should be beyond that, that it splits after them. So if it's the government and the political parties that are dividing you, how are you supposed to believe the DHS that's above and beyond that? Why aren't they just saying, we're all the same? Why aren't we seeing massive messages and billboards instead of things like, it's okay to say whatever? Why aren't we seeing messages on billboards that say, Republicans plus Democrats equal the same? Why aren't we seeing messages that say, love your neighbor, help your friends? Why aren't we seeing that? There's a reason. And that reason is to continue to divide you. Next time you look at someone that you get a feeling for, maybe they're driving with a giant, Brandon sticker, right? That's the new thing. Everybody wants to throw their political ideologies, at least down here in Florida, throws a Brandon sticker out. Others, the minority in my area, throw a Biden sticker out. So next time you look at that, and instead of feeling malice in your heart, look at them and say, that's just another person that's getting tricked like me. Let's not do that. wave to them, say hi. Maybe if you're wearing your FJ whatever t-shirt and they're wearing their Biden with a big old thumbs up and 80-year-old teeth in his mouth t-shirt, maybe you'll wave at each other and you'll smile and you'll be like, oh, maybe they're not the total jerks that that the political parties want me to believe they are. Shake hands. Do things for each other. This is a mess. Let me tell you that when they say over 50% of the population believes that civil war is coming, it's not simple. This isn't going to be just something that we can turn a page on and, oh, but if this person gets back into being president, then everything's going to be okay. Absolutely not. That is a delusion in people's minds. That's just more of the dividing factor. When 50% of the people believe that a civil war is coming, a civil war is coming. Everybody would have to be fat, tax-free, happy, and have all of their needs met, free healthcare, and a perfect world to avoid it. And that's not going to happen. We don't live any longer in the realm of rainbows and sunshine. We live in a realm of storm clouds, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, pestilence, famine, plague, and control. And so we need to do what we can to get out of that. They say that violence is being inspired by a range of grievances. Ideologies continue to target crowded venues, traditionally perceived to be soft targets, such as commercial and publicly accessible facilities. Remember, guys, these are not my words. This is directly off the DHS website. Public facilities, public gatherings, certain government and state facilities, and houses of worship. They talk about a recent attack and how it shows that now more than one motivation is coming together. Threats directed at different universities are becoming more increasing. COVID-19 restrictions continue to decrease, they say, but the anger that is left behind will not. Domestic events have also been viewed, attacks against U.S. critical infrastructure as a means to create chaos and advance ideological goals. These have recently aspired to disrupt U.S. electrical and communications critical infrastructure, including spreading information about cellular technology. Domestic people, again, we have to speak cryptically here, have continued to advocate for violence in response to false or misleading narratives about the politics. The months preceding the upcoming 2022 midterms will provide additional opportunities for these people and other individuals to call for violence. A small number of actors are attempting to use evacuation and resettlements of different nationals coming into the country following a U.S. military withdrawal as a means to exacerbate longstanding grievances. Calls by foreign organizations for attacks on U.S. soil are increasing. Foreign organizations are likely to continue to maintain a highly visible online presence in an attempt to inspire U.S.-based individuals to engage in activity. Supporters of foreign organizations have encouraged copycat attacks. Foreign organizations remained intent on targeting the USA. We warned you about this 24 hours before it came into light. And we're warning you right now that you need to spend money wisely. Fill up your pantry. Get a self-defense tool or two. Find a way to defend yourself if you don't have access to that main self-defense tool. Storm asked a good question about tasers the other day and if we've ever used them defensively in training or in use. And yes, we have used them in defensive training. Tasers are an option for defensive training, but they're not the end-all be-all, just like pepper spray isn't. A certain subset of individuals are going to be less affected by a taser, less affected by pepper spray. But the problem here is that you're not going to know who that is until it's too late. And so if you're not ready to drop that tool and pick up another one and use it, that needs to be part of your planning, your training. I use this first because in our current rule of law and climate of the legal and justice system, using a taser and pepper spray at the perception of a threat is a much a charge to a lesser degree. And probably no charge at all, as long as you can prove you were threatened, than pulling a edged or a projectile tool of self-defense and using that. There's a lot more, you know, what did Ricky Ricardo say? You got a lot of splaining to do, Lucy. And that's kind of what we are seeing there. If you use a tool like that, you're going to have to explain yourself. And you're going to go to jail. You're going to have to get a lawyer. You use pepper spray on somebody that came up to you yelling and screaming and yelling expletives at your children, the cop's going to go, good job. So think about using these tools, how you're going to drop them and use another tool if they don't work. How you could escalate an altercation by the use of these tools, and how to get ready for a time of increasing danger across the USA. With this alert by the Department of Homeland Security, with the alerts that we got from individuals in law enforcement over the last couple of days all across the country, we can see the direction that this is going in. And that's what we watch for, is a change in tempo. And when you get that change in tempo, you can say, okay, you know, it's like people who are into like EDM music or, you know, techno music. They feel the tempo and they wait for it to change. And then that feeling is felt by everybody else. And it affects the mood and it affects the feeling of everybody there. Same thing with classical or R&B music. You feel the tempo change. And that's what we see in the United States right now. The tempo is changing. You could be walking on a street you've walked safely on for the last 40 years, and today is the day you get attacked. You could be driving to and from work the same way that you have every day, and today one time that you pulled out is the day someone acts out in road rage. You could be at the wrong place at the wrong time when somebody who has a grievance with somebody else there comes to perform violence. You could send your kids off to school, be sitting at church, going to a football game or a baseball game, going to the library, it doesn't matter where. They have divided the country so deeply that the people who are listening to their dark passengers and are going to act on that violence, that monster they can't control, those people might choose a library, a grocery store, an X place of employment, a storage facility. They could choose a restaurant right here, because why do you get to pay for food and they can't? Why can you afford to do it and they can't? That's the world right now. And if you don't start waking up and waking your friends and family up, they're going to be caught off guard, to say the least. And I want each person that watches these videos and all of your families and all of your friends to know, when you walk into a building like this closed down one when it was open, and you walk in through the entrance and you go immediately, where is another door and where is an exit? Where's the fire escape? Where's the fire door? When you walk into a Target, take your first lap around the outside and find the fire exit. Tell your kids about it. That's the fire exit. It's in the toy department. That's the emergency exit. It's in this department. And then, God forbid, something happens to disrupt your ability to hold on to them in an emergency. You've given them opportunity. And that's what we're waiting for here, is opportunity. We need advantages. And we need to put the people who are trying to do us wrong at disadvantages. So when you go in somewhere, watch for those exits. Look for other people who are aware of the world. You're going to see it in their eyes. Some of those people are going to be predators. Others are going to be just like you. Some will be ex-police, current active police, ex-military, current military. Some will be just aware individuals. Look for their, look to their waist. Do they have a bulge there? Do they have a self-defense tool? Maybe it's not a self-defense tool today and it's an offensive tool. Watch that person and note them. Is somebody coming in dressed tactic cool? You know, they've got all their tactical colors on. They've got some, you know, a backpack that isn't just a school backpack. You know, the guy who is, I guess I don't want to really go that direction. But what I do want to tell you is that you'll find people who are prepared and people who are prepared to do violence, and they look very similar sometimes. And it's up to you to discern who that is. And it's up to you to say, I'm just going to go over here if I can't discern who that is. Watch people's actions, watch their eyes, watch their behavior, watch where they're standing, what they're doing. You almost have to take on the role and put on your hat of a police officer, of a security guard, private security, of a person in the military guarding a facility, and each person, 99% of them will just be innocent bystanders. But each person out of those 100 could be a bad guy. And how you watch them, and if they see you watching them, they might go, today's not the day. Somebody's already watching me, and they're an aware person, and they might have the tools necessary to stop this. So watch for that as you go out. Remain aware, and there's a total difference right here. This side might be paranoid. This side might be aware. You've got to remain aware, knowing that every shadow doesn't contain a boogeyman, but that the boogeyman is out there. Every person isn't listening to their dark passenger, but somebody out there is today. And is that going to be in your environment or where you are? And then we have to check ourselves and say, you know what? I'm not going to listen to my rage if it's not justified, if it's not morally correct, if it's not something that I'm not going to let somebody push me into rage and act out if it's not a danger to myself, my family, my friends. That's when it's okay to turn it on. Let me know your thoughts in the comment box. Do you think that this alert by DHS is something that escalates that tempo? Do you have friends and family who still, even if you send this right off the DHS website, I want you to go to, I'll put the link in the description. Copy that link and send it to them. Ask them, do you think something bad's going to happen? Let them talk. See what their ideas are. I know you, and I also still have friends and family who want to avoid reality. I can understand that they can't handle it, but I can, and so can you. Thank you guys for being here with us. Please stay safe and keep watch. This week's Full Spectrum News is brought to us by each one of you for being here with us, all of our friends and family over on Patreon, everybody who leaves a comment.
All righty, we are back, and folks, George Bush-era documents reveal government plans for apocalyptic events that include a kill switch detentions. This is from the National News. It's an article by J.D. Hayes. A newly uncovered document is providing the latest proof why the Washington establishment and deep state swamp hate Donald Trump. Because he truly represents we, the people, America first, and is not a calculating closet authoritarian. Until Trump, we elected stereotyped Democrats and Republicans who appeared to be political opponents but really weren't. Cases in point, George H.W. Bush teamed up with Bill Clinton on global initiatives, and Bush's son, George W., the 43rd president, also formed a bond with Clinton on one of the most corrupt men ever to sit in the Oval Office. And all three of them have also joined Barack Hussein Obama Nation at times and other global initiatives. The point is, Trump isn't like that. He's not a team player, which is to say he's not on the deep state team. Why does all of this matter? Because of the newly uncovered document. Republican George Bush was supposed to be a champion of freedom and liberty, like most of the GOP, and yet while in office, he signed off on a plan to mass incarcerate Americans as well as pull a kill switch on communications, including the internet, in an apocalyptic situation like nuclear war. According to Zero Hedge, previously classified files obtained by the Brennan Center for Justice reveal that the 2004 George W. Bush administration conducted a holistic review of the president's emergency powers with the goal of modernizing a set of secret plans for continuity of government in a nuclear war. I'm just going to stop there. It goes on into more detail. But do you think that the people are starting to realize what's happening now? Do you think that they're starting to become awake and realizing that those that are woke aren't really awake, are they?
Hey, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
Book. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you real well. Go ahead.
Okay. While that guy was talking, it reminded me of this book by Wesley Rawls called Patriots: Surviving the Coming Collapse. If people want to know how to handle an infrastructure imploding, that's the book you want.
What's the name of that again?
It's called Patriots: Surviving the Coming Collapse. So it's written by a guy that was a military operative who was he was sent into countries that were, you know, the infrastructure was imploding, let's say a coup or something. And he gives you step by step what you need to do to survive something like that.
Patriots Surviving the Coming Collapse is the title.
Right. It's by Wesley Rawls, R-A-W-L-E-S. I read that book and I took notes. He tells you what to have in what he calls a goodie pack. And you can just get a regular backpack. You don't have to have a military one. And he tells you what to put in there. And you'll have enough in there for 3 days. And then he tells you you should have a location that's away from the population within an hour's drive, okay? And that's important because if you can't get gasoline or if they've closed the roads, you can walk to it in 3 days.
Well, I think what we really have to do, and I think people out there listening, is that, again, they've got to get prepared. You really need to stock up with food, stock up with water, stock up with gasoline.
If you're in populated areas, that's a real risk, you know, because there could be looting and burning and all kinds of nonsense. So that's why Rawls was saying you want to have a bug-out location in a less populated area. Now, I did have a lady who said that she didn't have a place. I said, don't you have anybody that you know that maybe has a farm or a country place? And she says, oh, yeah, I do. And she says, but I can't go and impose on anybody. I said, well, why don't you just buy a used travel trailer and park it on their property so if you had to go there, you could stay in the trailer and not feel like you were imposing. And she thought that was a great idea.
Well, you know, what a lot of us are doing, we realize, you know, our county sheriff is the highest authority within the county. And we happen to have, in my county, a constitutional sheriff. Scott Hildebrand's his name. And these sheriffs realize that their job, their duty, is to the Constitution first, and you know, actually God first, the Constitution and the people. And what we do is we make sure that they know that he's got thousands of people ready to come when called upon, and armed people, because when they come out into our county, when they spill over from the big cities and they come out into our county, you have to stop it right away. And when the sheriff's department, you know, I mean, you have to let them know with no uncertain terms, you're not going to do that in this county, not here.
Right.
And so that way, everybody's property and everybody's life is protected. And basically what you have is you have a militia out there. Now, I was going to get to that this week, but come here in Ohio, in the month of July, we're going to have what you call constitutional carry. And constitutional carry comes from the Second Amendment. And that reads, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, what the opposition, what the liberal lying left, and, you know, I'm not trying to be mean or nasty, but it's just absolute truth. They got to lie. They have to lie. I mean, Karl Marx, you know, one of their founding heroes, you know, tell them always say the opposite and mean the opposite of what you're going to do. This is why they keep referring to that the white supremacists are going to try to steal the election. Well, they always accuse the opposition. That come right from Marx's teaching. And the Democrats are to election theft, what Elvis was to rock and roll, what Muhammad Ali was to boxing, what Laurel and Hardy was to comedies. That's what they are. They are, when it comes to election fraud, they're trying to blame the Republicans. Republicans don't know how to do election fraud. Okay, they always play backup. Or they respond. You know, we have a real problem within the Republican Party, as far as in the leadership, there's a real dearth of spine and courage. And, boy, I'm going to tell you, it just, well, I don't want to get back on that because, you know, that's why we have the situation we have now. It's because when the time came for them to stand their ground and do the right thing, they failed God and country. I watched it. I watched it happen before my very eyes. So when they read a well-regulated militia, what does that mean, well-regulated militia? What does that mean?
It means a well-trained command and control of the private citizen militia made up of the citizen soldier and on a local basis.
Right. Well-trained and supplied. Trained and supplied. And it's being necessary to the security of a free state, to the right of the people, because the left always is trying to tell you, well, that's the National Guard. No, that's not the National Guard. This is civilian. It's a civilian militia, folks. And
exactly.
This is what you need. You need to get with this. You need to get with your county sheriff and make sure that you have a strong civilian militia. Believe me, this is the time now, right now. And you don't. And so here, and we've been talking about this all week long, but I'm just going to read you a little bit, maybe one paragraph here. You've heard of that thing called the Declaration of Independence?
Yeah.
Listen to what it says now. Because God's Word, the Bible, first of all, which is the highest authority, but then here our Constitution agree that, well, let me read it. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and the nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind require that they should declare the causes which impel them to that separation. Let me ask you this. Does the opposition, does the left, do they have a decent respect for our opinions?
None.
None at all, do they?
At all. None.
No.
At all.
They totally disrespect us. They insult our intelligence daily. The things that they say, by always doing, look, you have Kamala Harris, Kamala, however you call her. You remember her? She was the one who was out there getting burn, loot, and murder out of jail. Going out and getting them out of jail. Go out and burn, loot, and murder some more. For two summers straight, you had burn, loot, and murder, Antifa. These are all Democrats. 100% registered Democrats. They were all Democrats, 100%. Burning down buildings, destroying homes, killing people, murdering people. And so what happens? In Washington, D.C. on January 6th, 21, you had patriots. You had patriots who came to protest the stealing of an election. The stealing of an election. Something that Mike Pence did not have the honesty and the courage and the decency to do, the integrity to do. No, instead of saying, look, I want to take a look at 10 days. There's a lot of reasons here. There's a lot of people right here with a lot of evidence that there was election fraud and this election was not legal. And he even said, I know, I've lost this. But Mikey didn't have, and President Trump says, Mike, you do the right thing. It was his responsibility to look at that before he certified that and make sure that it was not corrupted. He failed. And those Republican senators, Tom Cotton was one, and there were a number who failed to stand with the president, failed us. They failed God. They failed the country. They failed us. I won't forget it. And I keep reminding. Because, you see, if you forget what happened, you're liable to allow the same thing to happen again. And so that Constitution demands that we dissolve this government, dissolve our relationship. The government is not legitimate. It's as illegitimate. God's word, the Bible, says that that government is as illegitimate could possibly be. And do you know what? You'll never find anybody from the other side that will come and set a cross for me on this radio program and argue that. You won't find them. You know why? They don't have the guts or the courage and the decency to do that. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I just remember the words of James Iredell, who helped put the first U.S. Supreme Court together. He was a member of it. The only real security of liberty in any country is the jealousy and circumspection of the people themselves. Let them be watchful over their rulers. Should they find a combination against their liberties and all other methods appear insufficient to preserve them, they have, thank God, the ultimate remedy. That power which created the government can destroy it. Unquote. He ought to know. He fought a revolution. He helped put together our Supreme Court, our legal system, and our constitutional government.
I have people.
We've got the enemy out there inside America. We've been taken over, eaten out from the inside, and the people have to understand we are in the middle of a communist revolution. We have a totally corrupt government, and we don't have enough people who have woken up enough yet to realize we're in the middle of a revolution. All is at stake, and the only solution is the people themselves willing to take a stand.
So if the foundation be destroyed, what's the people to do? Now, what does God's word teach about doing exactly that, dissolving our bands with the corrupt and starting a new government? There were two countries that were
divided cannot stand, right?
Right.
There were two. It's like we have completely divided nation.
There were two nations that were started as one nation under God. That was Israel and the United States. Those two nations were formed as nations under God. And so here, where does the Bible teach? Bible teaches that the judgment starts where?
The house of God.
Okay, so it starts in the pulpit. So whose responsibility? Now, the black-robed regiments knew this. Those founding fathers who led for the battle for independence, they understood this. They understood what the teachings of the Word of God, where it came to resisting and standing against tyranny. Last night at the Tea Party meeting, I went to the Tea Party meeting. I opened it up. And it was filled. I mean, from wall to wall, people, the place was packed. And I said, who will fight on the Lord's side? And you had people saying, well, I will. But then I said, who will fight on the Lord's side? And the place stood up and the whole place shouted, we will. And you could feel the energy in that place. People understand they realize that what's at stake. It's at stake that it's our liberty and it's our freedom. That the Democrats want to take away our liberty, they want to take away our freedom, they want to take away our property, and they want to take away our lives. That's what they're best at, is taking away the lives of the innocent. So
right. We know tomorrow this whole dog and pony show that's going on, they want to be able to stack the Supreme Court. They want to be able to put Trump in jail or totally destroy him, stop his movement that he started. And it's interesting because there is a report out, but you won't see it in most places. I found it on World News Daily, Bob Unruh. Their Capitol Police had a secret after-the-action review of what they call the insurrection. And this report revealed that the Capitol Police found sweeping intelligence and security failures under Nancy Pelosi's watch. You see, she's the one, the power. Speaker of the House is in charge of all this. And here they're going to get out there and have this dog and pony show with a television executive and showmanship, but this secret thing, these blunders, range from delayed deployment of a Specialized Civil Disturbance Unit, we know they didn't do that, to the fateful dismantling of an intelligence unit that monitors social media, and they found 53 areas of failure that needed corrective action, and this was the June 4th, 2021 report, and this was obtained by Just the News. They kind of, Just the News got this. I don't think they ever wanted this to see the light of day. And it has a very stark portrait of leadership failures. And you see, way back we had the September 11th attack, and they were supposed to have set up a lot of security procedures then that were never done, never taken care of. After 2 decades, they didn't get around to any of the things they were supposed to do. And this is set, remember Trump said, here are the National Guard, take the National
20,
Guard.
20,000. He offered it over and over.
20,000, yeah.
And even the police chief said he offered it, but no, they refused. Now look, you know and I know that that whole thing was staged. Nasty Pelosi and the deep state, and we had the dirty cops, the corrupt cops, involved in that whole thing was staged. And
right. they were letting people in. They were encouraging people. They actually cut the staff. They didn't bring in the guard. They didn't look at the intelligence reports. They didn't bring in the special unit. I mean, everything they did was the opposite of what should have been done. And whenever you see, folks, the opposite of what should have been done, it was on purpose. It wasn't one mistake, one thing that was forgotten. Everything they did points to allowing this to happen, wanting this to happen. They wanted the black mark. They wanted the problem. They encouraged it. They had FBI, government agents, you know, egging it on. And now they're trying to cover it up and have this dog and pony show. We've even got a congressman, a Democrat, Rodney Davis from Illinois. He's a ranking member of the House Administration Committee. And he's talking about this report raises all kinds of serious concerns, but the Democrats who are in control of Congress will not investigate them, he said. He said they have serious security failures that occurred. They're not looking at them, focused on them, don't care about them. And he went on, he said he wants accountability for the Democrats because of their incompetence and unwillingness to fix long-standing issues.
Joe, right after that staged, and the insurrection was against the American people, against the patriots by the Communist Party there. But right after that staged insurrection, you know, they immediately built walls. They brought out, they built, they put the big fences, the walls around, all the barriers to protect those, the selfish, greedy, dictator, elite, so-called Congress. But at the same time, they said, look, that's okay. It's not really a crime to go out, burn, loot, and murder. If you want to go out and burn down the cities, if you want to kill people, set buildings on fire with people in them, go ahead. That's okay. That's your First Amendment rights. These are peaceful. Burning down a city is a peaceful demonstration. Go ahead and do that. And so there was no protection for the decent people living out there in these cities. But they went and they put those fences and walls up to protect their own nasty hides, didn't they?
Sure did.
Hey, Pastor. What was that meeting you said you went to with your sheriff? Or what was the meeting?
Oh, no, I met with a sheriff today. We're going to be, that's
private
exactly
meeting.
What we're going to do. We're going to be meeting with, of course, the leaders in the county, and we're going to be discussing, and they're already doing that across. Pardon?
What was the meeting you? What was the meeting you? You called it a meeting that you opened. What was the name of it?
Oh no, that was the Tea Party. The Tea Party last night. Yeah, I opened the Tea Party meeting. That's where all the patriots come. And so, in Ohio here we have a very very large percentage of Tea Party. In Ohio, and again, we're ready to fight. And so, and with that, And the time comes right now. We're at that time where, Wendy, very quickly, I want to say that number to call to get your free catalog is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or go to the www.thepowerherbs.com. Folks, you want to have a good supply of real natural medicine. Real natural medicine. You want to have a supply. I got a good supply of that. I can tell you that now. Now, here, with all of this, like I said, we don't hate the crooked cops. We keep telling them they need to repent. All of them out there. Everybody, anyone who's unsaved, I don't care if, you know, if you're Republican, if you're whoever you are, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, right now, you're lost. God recognizes two kinds of people. Those that received the sacrifice that his son, that the Lord Jesus Christ did on that cross, and those that rejected that. Those are the two kinds of people. Those that received the sacrifice of Christ and those that rejected. And let me tell you this. See, God always does exactly what he says. He means what he says. There's no stuttering going on with God. And, you know, it's right. He literally spells it out for you in his word. And folks out there, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I mean, the liberals can't figure this kind of stuff out. They don't know who a woman is, or they're not sure what a person is, this and that. But I can. I know this, these things. And I can tell you that you're going to die. Someday you're going to die. It'll happen. It's not a matter of if, but when. Now, here's what God has said. When you die, then the judgment. Then the judgment. Now, folks, this is a reality. It doesn't matter what you believe. You can believe anything you want. But God has said it's appointed to all men once to die and then in judgment. When that happens, you're going to go either heaven or hell for eternity. That's right. It's going to be eternity. That's what God's word, the Bible, says. And believe me, you don't want to go to the latter. You want to make it to heaven. And here's how you do it. You pray to the Father. You ask for forgiveness of your sin. You ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, without any reservations. And you mean it. And if you do that, you will become a new creature, a born-again believer, an heir of a kingdom, and then dwelt with the Holy Spirit. You have God's word on that. If you fail to do that and you die, well, it's worse than you have words to say. And so that's all I can tell you when it comes to that. We're running out of time here tonight. Wendy, thanks for being here with Joe and I.
Sure. And, my pleasure.
And Joe, thanks for being here, and all you folks out there listening. Tomorrow, I think I've got a very important announcement tomorrow. Very important. Very, very. So, as we do every night at this time, we say good night.
Good night.
God bless.
God bless.
Always, always. Keep
fighting
the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.